sallallahu aleyke ya Ebu Abdillah. On the day of Ashura, Shimr ibn Dil-Jawshan came towards the camp of Abu Abdullah and said, "Where are my nephews, Abdullah, Ja'far, Abbas, and Uthman? These noble men didn't want to reply to him, but it was Abu Abdullah who told them to reply. They said, 'What do you want?' Shimr ibn Dil-Jawshan said, 'Oh, sons of my sister, you are in safety. Do not be killed with your brother Al-Husayn. Come to the service of Yazid ibn Muawiyah.' So Abu al-Fadl al-Abbas called out towards him saying, 'May your hands perish, and cursed be that which you have brought of safety, O enemy of Allah. Do you order us to leave our brother and master, Hussein ibn Fatima, and enter the obedience of the cursed ones, the children of the accursed?' La ilaha illallah. Look at this loyalty. But there is another moment we should also visit. May the Imam of our time look upon us. Another moment in which the love and loyalty of the flag bearer of Abu Abdullah shines out. Which moment is that? La ilaha illallah. The moment when he approached the water, when he entered the river. He's been fighting, he's been seeing the companions and members of the household of Abu Abdullah go to the battlefield and return after being martyred. Imagine the cool water as he takes it in his blessed hands, as he feels its coolness flowing over his finger. But it's related that all of a sudden he threw the water back into the river. Not a drop made contact with his dry lips and tongue. Why? What happened in that moment to make him throw the water back? The Maqtal says, فَذَكَرَ عَطَشَ الْحُسَيَنِ. He remembered the thirst of Abu Abdullah. How can I drink when my imam is thirsty? Ya Sahib al-Zaman, grant us just a drop of that love and loyalty towards you. La ilaha illallah. When Allah loves a servant, He tries him, He tests him, in order to purify him, in order to elevate him. On the day of Ashura, Abu Abdullah was tried and tested with many things, and with every test he elevated and became more radiant. Maybe the trials of Abu Abdullah can be compared to stairs, each test harder than the previous. each step taking him closer and closer to his beloved, La ilaha illallah. But now is the time for that ultimate test and that final step. What do I want to say? When Hayyar went to the battlefield, it was difficult for our master. When Zuhair went, it was difficult. When Ali ibn Akbar returned to the tent, asking for water, it was difficult. But in each and every one of these moments, Abu Abdullah had his beloved brother and flag bearer beside him. But there is one place in the Maqtal, it said a cry was heard in Karbala. The Maqtal says, فبكى الحسين بكاء شديدا. Al-Hussein wept an intense weeping. لما قتل العباس بان الانكسار في وجه الحسين. When Abu al-Fadl al-Abbas was martyred, brokenness entered upon the face of Abu Abdullah, and he cried out, Al-an inkasara dhahri. Now my back has been broken, Ya Hussain. Oh, Ya Hussain. Oh, Ya Hussain. Sallallahu Abdullah, rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.